It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, more and more Americans are recognizing the urgency for all elected officials, from the president to local officials, to get focused on the needs and concerns of the American people. Americans are being hit with inflation, so they are looking very closely at what they purchase. Unfortunately, a large number of the products available, from clothing to household needs, are now foreign made. We continue to hear reports about future disruptions in the global supply chain from foreign countries. However, there would be no global supply chain disruption for America's consumers if those products were made here in the United States of America. We need America's businesses to know that America's consumers are seeking out American-made products, so they'll be encouraged to expand and restore manufacturing in the United States. Getting things back to normal will require the commitment of all elected officials, the national media, and America's consumers. America's national leaders should have never allowed so many of America's businesses to relocate overseas without urging other American businesses to offer competitive products to replace those moving overseas. In fact, they should have always offered business tax incentives to remain and expand businesses here in the United States for the well-being of all Americans. Our theme of no less than 50% of everything sold in America being made in America would solve a lot of our problems. Don't bypass an opportunity to support American-made and businesses that offer American-made products so that we can get America moving forward again. Thanks for promoting our efforts. It's time to turn the supply chain upside down. With your help, we will do it. This is Michael Blehosh. Tune into American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on 860 a.m. radio, serving the Philadelphia and tri-state area. You can also listen live or to rebroadcast from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.